Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
We are shooketh to our coreth today. Something happened yesterday, which we were like, no way.
I mean, so let's top them up, shall we? Now, obviously, we love anyone following us on Instagram. Anyone is welcome. We're on Insta Live at the moment. You are all welcome. Occasionally, we get a celebrity following us. So we've got Liz from Atomic Kitten.
Oh, she was our first. Big mention for Liz because she was the one that paved the way, okay?
Yeah,
and we do love Atomic Kitten.
Then we've got Ali Hammond. She's on with us.
Yeah.
And just Gina DiCampo.
No. Oh. He reposted our reel and he liked it, but he didn't follow. He didn't follow us. Gino
DiCampo.
Gino DiCampo.
Gino
DiCampo.
It's not following us.
No.
Huns.
Oh. Yeah, no, go on.
Hunsnet.
Hunsnet's
just Hunsnet has just started following us.
That is one of my favourite accounts.
I wonder who's behind Hunsnet. Are there a lot of Huns?
Oh,
it's got to be
isn't
a
it
few.
No, isn't it the bold guy? He is the Hun, isn't
he? What do you mean? What bold guy?
There's a bold guy that's like, I think he's Hunsnet. Am I right? Is that Hunsnet? I'm sure he's a bold guy.
What? How do you know?
I've seen him on there. I've seen him talking and doing things. I'm sure. I mean,
Would I recognise him?
I don't know. Not. I mean, no, you might have seen him on Hunsnet.
Okay. Well, hello.
Yeah, this is so exciting though. Like, we follow Hunsnet. We post so many things from Hunsnet. I have to say, Hunsnet have upped their game during Traitors. They put some very funny stuff on Three Traitors.
It's like Hunsnet and Lad Bible, isn't it? Mm-hmm. I think Hunsnet is more for the girls, I'm guessing. Because Lad Bible's got Lad in it and Hunsnet's got Huns in it.
Yeah, and it's more for the girls and the gays, I'd say. It's the girls and the gays. Also, what I like about Hunsnet is they often use the soaps, don't they? So they use like Corrie and EastEnders and be like, oh, you know, when your mate tells you there's a bit of drama, it's always
brilliant.
It's the best. We can't believe it. Madness. Welcome to the Laura and Becky Show. We are best mates. We used to be on the radio. We're not anymore, but we do this podcast on the daily.
We are sponsored by East Midlands Airport, Frank's Family Lawyers and Redbrick Estate Agents. You all right there? I'm a little shimmy. Shimmy, shimmy, shimmy.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think we'll ever change that music?
No, I really like it. The is my favourite bit.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah.
Okay. I think we should keep it. I've got a new fear that's been unlocked.
Go on. Another one.
Another one. So I was on the plane to Tenerife over the weekend.
Ah! No, it's not. Sorry.
The window went open. Sorry, guys. The window in the studio. But it went really quick. It went... Oh, my God.
Becky and
the
fears
wind took it. The wind just took it.
I've not seen anything like Becky driving underneath a barrier, a car park. It's ridiculous.
Oh, my God. In fact, let's talk about my fears before we get into the new one. Well, so my number one fear, actually, is choking on a boiled sweet. That is the one that I think about. When I'm going to sleep at night, if I'm like a bit stressed, I'll think of that. Like,
but the thing is with that, just you, it's not a fear, is it really? Because you just don't have a boiled sweet
and then
your fear goes.
Mate, it does. It swells my throat up, the mere thought of getting something, a boiled sweet, stuck in there.
What about something else hard?
I don't know why it's... Well, I do know where this has come from, actually. I know exactly where it's come from.
Did someone choke on a boiled sweet?
Yeah. Exactly that.
Where did your fear of... Oh, sorry. You're going to tell the boiled sweet?
Oh, there's more on the boiled sweet. That's not the end of it, mate. That is
sorry.
No,
do tell us.
There's more on the boiled sweet saga. So my grandma, my auntie, choked on a boiled sweet when she was
Who, your
four.
Grandma or your auntie?
No, sorry. My auntie checked on the boiled sweet. My grandma had to come in.
Heimlich.
Well, no, it was way before we all knew what to do. This was like in the, 1920s or
smack
or
on the back of the head?
No, hand down the throat.
You shouldn't do that.
Well, no, but they didn't know back in those days, mate.
She put her hand down
she
her
put
throat.
Her hand down and went like that with her finger and got it out. I mean, very dangerous. You shouldn't do that. But she did it and she saved her life. So
I know
my grandma always used to say to me, never eat boiled sweets, Becky.
Well, I'm not surprised.
And it's stuck. It's gone the opposite way. It's given me a fear. So I always say to Lily, so I'm passing the fear on. That's what I do, just pass the fear on. I always say to Lily when she goes to a birthday party, honey, what are my two rules for this birthday party? She goes, no boiled sweets and have fun. And I go, yep. And off she goes.
You can have fun without boiled sweets, guys.
Well, I like to end it on a positive. Okay, yeah. So I go in with a negative and I end it on a positive. Okay, so have lots of fun. So that's one of my fears. Another fear.
Barriers at car parks. It's
barriers.
Ridiculous.
Barriers. I know where this has come from as well.
Here we go.
So this is when I was younger. I read this story about a man with his kids in the back and he went under a barrier of a car park, foomf, down.
Killed the kids?
Killed him.
Oh, killed him.
Killed him. So every time I drive under a barrier, I think, oh God, it's going to take my head
was
off.
Was he in a convertible?
No.
I think they have sensors on them, babe. I think they come
well,
down.
Well, these days they might, but still, there might be a rogue one. You can never be too careful under barrier. I like to go under quick in my car. I go, vroomf.
Well, she crouches down as well. I mean,
as if that's going to save me.
But sometimes you have to go under barriers.
Listen, I face my fear quite often. I do drive under barriers.
I will have a boiled sweet and I'll stop that sweet.
No, I don't have boiled sweets.
Well, you're not facing your fear.
Well, I face my barrier fear, okay?
What's the other one? Spiders. You never seen anything like it. I mean, nobody really likes spiders, do they? But it's ridiculous.
It's not for me. But I've got a new one to add to my list, okay? So this is when you're on a plane, going to the toilet on a plane after a man has been in there.
I don't think that's a fear. I think that's true life of just being disgusting.
Honestly, I really noticed it even more on the flight to Tenerife, right? So for some reason, I think only one of the toilets might have been working. There was a continuous queue to the toilet, right? And I was sat quite near the toilet. Ooh. And I kept thinking, I'll get up in a minute and go to the loo. But the queue just kept on like getting bigger and bigger. And after a while, I thought, I've got to join this queue. So I joined the queue, but it was a man in front of me. And I thought, oh, I can't. And he was a
big man.
Yeah. And he looked like
big poos.
Know, yeah.
Smelly butt.
Yeah.
Not clean butt cheeks.
Yeah.
So essentially your butt cheeks are going to touch his butt cheeks.
I didn't sit on the seat. So he went in and you always know if they're in there for a long time, you know that they're, you know, having a number two. So I was stood up and Dave knew about my fear and I looked at him. I was like that because I knew he was having a poo in there. And I knew I would have to go in and breathe in his
poo particles.
Yeah. But I didn't sit on the seat. I
did you hold your breath?
A little bit, but I couldn't after a while. I had to breathe
pass
in the poo.
Out.
Yeah. But then on the way back, right?
Oh, God.
So as we took off from Tenerife Airport, obviously the seatbelt sign was on. So I had a plan in order. I thought, I need to use that toilet before anyone else uses it, okay? So again, we were quite near the front. So I said to Dave, right, as soon as that seatbelt sign goes off, you jump up and you block the pathway, right? He was like, okay. Anyway, it went off. Dave got up straight away. He struggled with his belt. So I was like, quick. So he got up, took his belt off, stood up like that and sort of like blocked it so no one could get through. I ran in front of him, ran up. I was the first to use the loo and it was delightful.
That's great.
It was so good.
Honestly. Yeah, I think airplane toilets are up there with the worst toilets ever.
Well, Dave told me something that... whoa, sit back down. So he said that because it sucks it so aggressively, it can sort of like... It gets rid of a lot of like the odour and stuff as well. I mean, he might have been saying that to make me feel better, but I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. But yeah, I cannot go to the loo on a plane after a
big bands.
Do you remember that plane we went on and we couldn't take off because there's too much blood on the plane?
Yes. That would have been a big man in
there. We won't say which plane, but we literally couldn't take off because the poo was too heavy.
And there was a poo truck that came along to dispose of it, an actual poo truck. Oh, God, it's made me put me about a bit, actually.
Well, this is going to put you about a bit because Olivia Attwood has got this new, I can't remember what it's called, Facing Perfection,
We like Olivia Attwood, don't we? We both rather like her.
She used to follow us. Olivia?
I thought you said she used to follow us then.
No.
Day now.
She is doing a thing about, like, plastic surgery.
Mm-hmm.
She's released the first episode, which is about your face, okay? And, like, fillers, Botox, facelifts, the lot. Watch it. It's fascinating. But if you don't like seeing surgery, then you're going to have to skip a bit of it. Mate, they do a local anaesthetic on a woman. So she's just lying there and they literally, cut
her face,
apart. That one side of her face, he just goes down with a scalpel, picks up her skin, stretches it.
And she's awake.
Wide awake. She's like, I can just feel some pulling. At one point, they just go, like that. And I'm like, oh, God. And she went, and I could something pinch then.
But surely, because like, it's like when you have a C-section, right? Obviously, mm-hmm. it's a local anaesthetic. And you can kind of feel, they say it feels a bit like a washing machine. Like you feel a bit of pulling. It doesn't hurt, but a bit of pulling, right? But you can't see that because there's a screen on your face. You can probably see the skin being pulled off in your peripheral.
Your eyes are taped down.
This sounds like torture. So hang on. So your eyes are taped down. You're awake, but your face is being pulled off.
Yeah, you've got this stuff over, like really nice. They're just tape, not like sellotape.
Yeah,
just nice. Because I mean, I'd be like, oh, see how your face had come off, mate. And there was one woman that was so addicted to plastic surgery that she was just having fillers just left, right and centre. And it's never enough for her.
Oh, never enough.
So she has the tip of her nose done, but the woman who does it puts the needle in and she went, I'm just going through your old filler. And I was just like, no.
Also, don't tell us what you're doing. Don't go through it step by step. I don't want to know.
It's a lot to watch, but it's fascinating.
I do know somebody, and I'm not going to say who it is actually, they were having some facial reconstruction.
Do I know who they are?
You do, yes.
Okay.
There was a reason why they were having it. And I won't say why, but you'll probably guess why. So they were having their face shaved down. You know, like, so they had a shorter chin. And like, not so structured. Do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean. I know who you mean.
Yes. So they went abroad to have this done and literally they pulled the skin off their face and then started to shave bits
the
of
bone.
The face. The bone. They shaved the bone.
This guy was saying apparently just people just put themselves on Insta, put a filter on, screenshot it, take it into him and say, that's what I want to look like.
This is the trouble though, isn't it? Because we get so used to kind of like face tuning or filters and, you know, making ourselves look like we don't normally look, that you want to look like that. And if you've got a single little line or anything, you want it gone.
Actually, I did think about this. For a future pod, I want to talk about aging skin.
Yeah. I'm with you.
Yeah, I want to talk about that. Okay, good. Well,
yep, that's Olivia Attwood. Yep. I don't know if I can actually watch it. It might make me feel a bit like...
Fascinating.
Right. I tell you what, Laura's up and down like a yo-yo here, guys. You've never seen anything like...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Yeah. Okay, right. So,
mate,
today's a big day.
It is a big day, but it all started yesterday, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So this evening we are doing.
Shall I?
Or should we just let them know?
No.
Okay, guys. Sorry, we're going to have to come live at the moment, so we're going to have to just bear with while we cut it short.
Hang on, let's just.
Bye, guys.
How do I end it?
I'm really glad
that,
though,
was
that
really
we both
funny.
We both noticed that at exactly the same time. Imagine if one of us hadn't, one of us had let the cat out of the bag.
Let's carry on. We won't explain what we'll just carry on.
Yeah. Don't worry about that. Detail, shmeetail. So tonight we are doing another Cheetah's Stakeout. It's been a while.
Yeah, I mean, listen, we're very, we don't want to do it all the time. We're very picky about how we do it, when we do it, who we do it with. We never want it to be anything too serious.
No, and also you have to check these things out, make sure it's not, you know, make sure it's all kosher and all that kind of thing. You have to get to know people and they have to give us information, et cetera, et cetera. But tonight's the night and we are, I mean, is giddy the wrong word to say? Should we be giddy?
Yeah, I mean, this one's kind of like... I won't say it's not bad. It's not, but basically we're just checking that someone is going to get on a train. Okay. Yeah.
And you've probably seen our trailer by this point
God,
as well.
Trailer.
Okay. So you've probably seen this on social media already.
If you haven't, go and watch it.
Oh God. We had, well, it was a calamity filming this yesterday, wasn't it? An absolute calamity.
Well, a train was involved and we had to get the train arriving at the station at the right time. And we had to do something as the train arrived
and
there
was so
people watching
as well.
And yada, yada, yada. But being creative and we want to kind of almost create trailers for our TikTok.
Yeah, just so it's like a bit of a build up for the actual event. Because everyone's kind of like waiting to see when the next stakeout's going to be. We're like, let's ham it up a little bit.
Yeah.
And of course, we unveiled our new.
If you haven't seen them, go and look. We've got cheetah fleeces. And when we say cheetah fleeces, we actually mean cheetah fleeces.
I mean, it couldn't be more perfect. Like, literally, it's like they were made for us. And thank you, by the way, to everybody that sent us pictures of these. And we're like, girls, go and get them because they are just perfection.
And I think this one is going to be an interesting one. Listen, whenever we do this, we never really know what's going to happen, do we? This is the thing about it. We never know what's going to happen. But we can probably, because you're listening to the pod, you get a little insight.
Taster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So basically, we have to go and see if somebody gets on a train.
I don't know why, but I'm so giddy about this one. Is it wrong to say we're giddy about going to catch a cheetah? Is that okay?
I think
to
it's
say
because
that?
It's going to be a big car park. There's going to be lots of people around. We have to be on our A game.
We're never on our A game.
No, the partner basically needs to know if this guy gets on a train
with somebody or on his own.
Yeah.
Oh,
so yeah, that's what we're gonna go and do. So we'll see, but I don't know. So we'll be on TikTok Insta Live probably from around 5:30, 5:45 onward. We'll obviously put a video on first, which like we always do. And then depending on what happens, we kind of go on lives and we update the videos. But yeah, we've got.
I think as there's a train involved, who knows what's gonna happen?
We've got wigs. We're going to wear our wigs and our cheetah
fleeces.
We cannot wait. So it's happening tonight.
Yeah, join us.
We go again. And also, we have some big news on the pod tomorrow.
Now, we have been holding this back for probably 2 weeks or so.
Yeah.
And a few people have been messaging saying, you know, what is it that we're trying to lip read when we told Johan our big news? So a lot of people have been trying to guess and we haven't been able to say it yet for various different reasons, but we are going to reveal it on tomorrow's pod. So if there is ever a pod you need to listen to, it is tomorrow's. Yeah. Get ready. Get freaking ready.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be so good.
It's going to be great. Oh, hang on.
I can't do this getting up and getting down. I will need to sit
it's
back in my
much,
seat.
It's too much, isn't it? It's too much. Guys, we'll see you tomorrow.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. Just quickly, make sure you subscribe to our podcast.
Yeah, you are going to get all the juicy extra bits that we don't talk about on the normal podcast. And trust us, they're good.
They are good. And no adverts. So click the link in the bio of this podcast, wherever you're listening to it, or you'll find it on our Insta at The Laura and Becky Show.